Item 23 is reports, possible discussion on election results presented by Mr. Dan Pierce, Millville Park.
Dan and Buddy Jones are gonna come up, and Bill Miller's here with Millville as well. I thought it'd be interesting for them to give a perspective on what we just experienced in the last week. However, this is, doing this is also like asking a doctor to make a prognosis that you can, that is guaranteed, and that I'm gonna live for another 700 years. So that's, on one hand, you can do that, but on the other hand, it's difficult to sustain. So, we hope this will be a dialogue. Remember some of the posting things, if you get too far out there of saying, well, what about this or what about that? If we have a posting, Marley and I will be flying big cap to make sure that we don't do anything. Buddy?
Thank you, and it's a pleasure and a joy to be with you today. All of us from Hillco are deeply appreciative for the confidence and trust you placed in us. I guess I've been working with you all since 1985, and it's been a real joy. And I want to thank the men and women around this table to tell you what a blessing it's been for all of us. I don't think we need to talk much about the elections in Washington. I think all of you have seen, read, heard, probably ad nauseam what's happened up there. I want to talk a little bit more about things that are closer to home, what happened here in Texas, what it means for the government process and all of us who are interested in a smoothly functioning House, Senate, and executive branch. Statewide races, nothing out of the ordinary happened. Every Republican was elected in every statewide race from top to bottom. I will say that the margins were a little thinner than the Republicans probably had hoped. And probably closer to what the Democrats would like to do. And so I think we've probably seen the beginning of a more organized Democratic Party, even in statewide races. And some of you saw some of the judicial races that got, and the Democratic Senator, Elliot Shapley, won rather handily. And there's not a big change in the Texas Senate. It will, of course, be led by the Lieutenant Governor, David Dewhurst. And I think it's going to be real interesting to see how he appoints committee chairman based upon the total number of Democratic votes and Republican votes in statewide races, and how many senators there are in the Senate that are Democrats versus Republicans. In the House, I think you saw some interesting things developed. There were 5 net gains in Texas House seats by Democrats. I think that makes it 81-69. 81 Republicans, 69 Democrats. I do not see any major changes in the House, although, you know, the House elects its leader by the 150 members in the Texas House of Representatives. They're not like the Senate, that the Lieutenant Governor's elected statewide, and he is the presiding officer. The House actually votes on its leader. And I've read 2 or 3 articles today that there's some move by Democrats to try to fashion a Democratic speaker, some move by some other Democrats to try to get a different Republican speaker, and a lot of moves by the Republican Party to keep Tom Craddock where he is. I don't anticipate any major changes in the House as far as leadership is concerned. It could have a difference, however, in committee appointments, how these committees are stacked up, who has the leadership of these committees, how many Democrats will now be chairing committees. And so I think this is going to be a very interesting time over the next 60 to 90 days once the legislature begins in January to see how that all plays out. I got to tell you, when I first got elected as a member of the Texas House of Representatives, I was killed for it. Most of you around the table know that. It was 1981, Bill. I had never met a Republican. I went to my freshman orientation and met my first group, I seen them on television. I knew some of them were in existence, but I'd never met one until 1981. There were 18 in the house at that time. So things have changed a great deal. However, that doesn't mean that they'll stay that way forever. So I think you're seeing some interesting times in Texas politics. Now, one of the things I want to point out to you is the last 10 years, you all have asked me, what are going to be the major issues that the Texas legislature is going to deal with? And I could tell you right off the top of my head what they were: school finance, tax restructuring, budget. Today, I'm not sure I could tell you that other than passing a budget, because they've dealt with school finance, they've dealt with tax restructuring. I think there'll be some tweaks to the tax bill then, but nothing major. And I think the balls are all up in the air as to what the major issues are going to be. But I think I can probably say with virtual certainty that one of those major issues is going to be water and water policy. Who owns it? Who gets it? How is it going to be regulated? And those sorts of things. And Dan, I know you want to talk a little bit about some of those issues, or Bill.
Bill, you don't want to tie in on the election before I start on this dry stuff?
Right, easy go.
Okay, all right. I think there's a number of issues that have sort of percolated to the top of the long list of water issues, depending on what part of the state you're in. They're going to get the focus of not only the leadership, but the appropriate committees within the legislative process. One, clearly, will be environmental flows. As you know, there has been a group appointed by the governor that's been ongoing looking at that issue. It has gotten to the point now to where, no matter what river basin you're talking about, if you've got a bay and estuary system or not, environmental flows is a significant issue. It's a very complex issue. There's a draft report out right now that I'm sure your technical staff on the DRA is very familiar with, that has made some recommendations. But in a nutshell, I think it's probably too early, quite frankly, to determine whether that draft report is going to be the primary basis for legislation this session. There are still pieces of that process that I think are uncertain in terms of, did everybody get into the draft report, either in the majority or sort of a minority dissent opinion, if you will, what they thought was important. I think a couple of things, though, that regardless of whether that report or standalone legislation becomes the view of the legislative process, we know that it has to be embedded in science, whatever solution that determines how much water stays in the river system, including the bays and estuaries, for the benefit of the ecology and for the critters and the fish that live in that system. And there's a balance that has to be struck with the need of man, obviously, both from an agricultural standpoint, from an industrial commercial standpoint, and then obviously from a municipal standpoint. All the different issues that y'all manage as a river authority. But I think there's also recognition that one size will not fit all, that you're not going to be able to create a formulaic approach to figuring out how much water needs to be in the Trinity Basin in a certain segment versus the Brazos River in a certain segment. That's going to have to be done on a basin-by-basin basis. Some of that direction will come through the statute. Some of it will be left to the regulatory agencies, the Parks and Wildlife, the Water Development Board, the TCEQ. And some of it could actually be left, quite frankly, to other regulatory levels of interest on the basins as well, like river authorities. I mean, you may end up having some input into the science process. I know you want that in most cases, but in some cases you might prefer to have a little more direction from the state as to, you know, what are the common denominators that need to be taken into consideration. So that issue is going to be, I think, first and foremost tied tied very closely to it, though, probably second, is the question of reuse. Beneficial reuse of water that has historically been discharged into our river systems throughout the state of Texas. Whether it's developed water, i.e. groundwater, or whether it's surface water, as y'all well know, I mean, your authority has discharge permits. And you operate wastewater plants. And you know what the requirements of those permits are today, is not consistent necessarily with all other discharge permits, even throughout the Brazos River Authority or from other river basins itself. Therein lies the problem. This is, again, a very, very complex issue. People who have rights to water today recognize how extremely valuable they are. Whether you're a city, whether you're a commercial or industrial operation, or whether you're an ag interest. And anyone who has had the ability to use water, consumptive use, and then discharge your excess water back into the river system is now thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm giving up something there that has value to me. I may want to use more of that in a consumptive manner than I have in the past. That sounds reasonable enough until you consider the fact that downstream from that particular discharger and consumptive user are other water right interests that historically, because of the water rights permitting system in the state of Texas, have had some right given to the water that they historically discharged. Albeit a junior right, it is something they've spent money putting infrastructure in to utilize. It is something of great value to them as well. So, like most issues involving water, you have significant interests both upstream and downstream that are going to have a lot to say on how that pie gets divided. The reason I said that that's tied pretty closely to environmental flows is because all of this has something to do with how much water is still in the river for someone else to use, whether that's the ecological use of the water or a downstream water right holder who wants to have access to that water. And as we know, both in the Brazos Basin as well as the other basins in the state, most rivers are fully appropriated, if not over-appropriated, if you look at everyone were to call on the right all on the same day. So there's not a lot of excess water out there to solve these problems. And so it's sort of a zero-sum game, which makes finding a reasonable solution difficult at best. But I think there's enough significant demand, if you will, for clarity on these policy issues that this is not a case where the legislature can do what they're inclined to do, and that is, that's too tough, let's push that off, let's deal with something else. I think they're going to have to deal with it this session. That's being driven by the statewide water planning and regional groups, as well as the state water plan itself. Probably one last thing that I would throw out as a potential issue for water this time around is the question of groundwater. It always is out there. As we've seen, because of policy that occurred many years ago now, as it relates to surface water, i.e. the so-called interbasin transfer of surface water and the junior rights provision that were put into Senate Bill 1 several sessions ago, has put a tremendous amount of focus on groundwater throughout the state of Texas. Because like most things, solutions gravitate towards the point of least resistance. And over the last 6 to 8 years, the point of least resistance, although it's hard to say that because it's complicated in itself, the point of least resistance for people in short-term immediate need for water has been to go look at groundwater. And that's appropriate because we have tremendous groundwater resources in the state of Texas. The problem lies in that when you start looking at how the planning process for surface water occurs in the state of Texas, the groundwater piece of that equation is not always integrated as well into that as it should be. The management of the water is left to groundwater districts for most part, which are single county entities, where you have multiple county, multiple districts over the same aquifer, as opposed to ground, surface water, where that's all obviously owned by the state of Texas and granted through rights for its use. So I think there will be another attempt, probably this session, under most likely the banner of clarification, to try to cause some further debate and tension on how groundwater fits in to the regional planning process. Sorry, who trumps who, if you will, as to when all is said and done, how is that groundwater going to be managed and integrated into surface water and the larger planning that goes on? That's probably even more than you wanted to hear. I'll stop there, but if you have any questions, I'd be happy to respond to it.
Dan, I think it brings up an interesting point for the Francis River Authority, in as much as for some time we've been considering regional well pumps and that enormous aquifer. As we bring that water in, here down the line, that water will be used and eventually discharged back in to the river and in this basin, which it would seem to me that one of the pressures that we brought to bear, and I have no idea, but one of the pressures we brought to bear when we start talking about environmental flows is how the impact of this groundwater is going to, in some cases, increase the downstream availability of the resources. And it may work itself out that it might be part of an answer to this problem.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that is not only an argument, but I think it's a statement of fact that a lot of people are coming to grips with, is that if we can go in through good science, which in groundwater, I can assure you that as much science as we've developed over the last 10 to 15 years on groundwater, in many people's eyes, it's still inadequate. So there is a need to be very conservative, and most people appreciate that. But if you can go in through reasonably good science and determine that you're not going to impact the ability of people to have water in a smaller geographical area that depends heavily on groundwater, you're not going to affect spring flows, you're not going to draw down an aquifer to the point where it's not usable for the local folks, then absolutely, when you develop that water, bring it to the surface, use it, and discharge it into surface water systems, any basin you want to pick, you are adding new water to that river system. There's no question about that. Water that wouldn't otherwise be there. So that is a plus, and I think that is driving probably the debate of what is now starting to become probably a sexier thing to talk about, and that's the conjunctive use of surface and groundwater, which I know is a philosophy embedded in the VRA's approach to using groundwater. You don't use it if you got surface water, but when you do use it, you use it respectful of the science, and then when you do develop the water and you put it back into a river system, you've added new water to the river system. Yes, sir.
What direction do you see in the funding of the Water Development Board's plan to take the infrastructure?
Yeah, I think we are blessed, quite frankly, not only as a river authority, but I think from guys like myself that are dealing with these issues, to have Kip Averett as the new chairman of the Senate Natural Resources Committee, that is not a knock against Senator Armbrister that's leaving that position. But I think, like most things, if you go back a few years ago, Senator Brown sort of had his legacy, Senate Bill 1, and the whole idea of putting together a better statewide water plan. Senator Armbrister tackled a lot of difficult groundwater issues, the Edwards Office Authority, other kinds of things like that. All of them tried to deal with funding, but there were too many other issues on the plate, quite frankly. Now we're to the point where there's a lot of people asking. We've spent a lot of money putting together these great water plans, but how many projects we have implemented. I mean, you can count on less fingers than I have on this hand, unfortunately, significant projects. And the major reason that we haven't been able to move forward on those plans are some of the key policy issues that I've already described for you, and money. And I think Senator Averitt, in talking to him, he is really focused on sort of having his legacy implementation of the plans, and he understands that funding will be a significant part of that discussion. And I think you're going to see him take that on pretty aggressively, throw ideas out that might be a little bit outside the box, not just, you know, cap fees and some of the things that have been tried in the past, but feel a little more creative. I know he's been asking for a lot of input on that. So my guess is that he will attempt to accomplish something there. Now, having said that, Buddy talked about the only thing that has to pass this session is the budget. And I can tell you that even though you've read in the paper about surpluses, those surpluses are going to evaporate very quickly in this legislative process, and there's not going to be a lot of money laying around to solve infrastructure problems and other things related to water delivery, water treatment, water use. So it's going to be inherent upon all the players involved in that debate come up with another source of money, and hoping the state of Texas will write a check, because I don't think there'll be that kind of money available to do it.
Just as a note, Buddy, Dan, Bill, we really do appreciate the job done for the Rabbit River for over the years. So much like Rudy and I have been around longer than we probably should. I go back to 1999, plus it was before that. You've done a terrific job for us. We do appreciate your efforts. We understand how much you do for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I would say, Mr. Chairman, that our success is tied directly to the ability of this organization. As Buddy says, not only a pleasure to represent you, it's easy to represent you because, quite frankly, y'all are very attentive to your issues. You're very proactive on your issues, and you keep us in the loop, and then it's just up to us to go out and sell your message.
Thank you.